Malton quarterbacks came from different, systems, so they didn't really know what we were getting into. But they were extremely helpful. Footwork stuff, all the fundamentals. They give a lot of feedback, and they were consistently coaching all the time. And I enjoyed it. It was a great week, and I took a lot away from it.
What was some of the feedback they gave you?
Obviously, they were impressed with my arm strength, my accuracy, stuff like that. You know, I think more than anything, something small was I played with a good base. And I think that's kind of important for a quarterback, especially in the NFL with all the arm angles and stuff you got to throw the football with. So I think they thought my base was pretty good, stuff like that. You know, I think as the week went on, I got more and more comfortable with the offense, got more and more comfortable with the system, calling plays in the huddle. That offense kept kind of terminology driven. You know, there's a lot of wordy plays. So, but as a week, I felt really comfortable. So I think overall, I had a pretty good week.
How'd you evaluate yourself in the game?
Not bad. You know, I'd like to have the last throw back. And I think, I played the first half or first quarter, played pretty well, threw the ball pretty well. But several on the sideline for three quarters and froze, and then I had to go back in the fourth. And I was, came out through one pass and intercepted. So the game wasn't like I had planned, but the week leading up to it was really, really good.
Brandon, what if you were 22? Would you be a top five prospect, do you think?
I'll let you decide that. I think, a lot's getting put into my age, and rightfully so. That's, really the only red flag I have. You know, unfortunately for me, that's the only one I have to worry about. But, that's, fortunately, it's a small issue. I'm not worried about it. I think a lot of teams aren't worried about it. It's a tough question to answer. I mean, I feel like with all these other great quarterbacks, I belong right in the middle with all of them. So if I was a few years younger, you never know. Maybe I do feel a little bit higher, but I don't think at the end of the day, when it comes to draft time, I don't think it's going to be that big of an issue.
You just kind of prepare for this at 22?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think, playing college football is not easy, one. I started playing professional baseball at 18. So I think to go out in the real world, I drove to Tampa as an 18-year-old and was, just on my own. And I was able to overcome that and do some good things there. I think as a 22-year-old, I think, all these guys are mature guys. They wouldn't be here if they're not. They're all mature, good players with a good head on their shoulders. And I think that's what it takes to play in the NFL. So, yeah, I think to answer your question, absolutely.
Do you think you could step in right away and play as a rookie, being that a lot of people were asking that as a result of your age?
I think so. I think, again, from a maturity standpoint, I've already been a pro, and that's what I've been telling teams, and they agree with me. In baseball, you guys know, it's a game of failure, and I've failed, and I've had some success, and I've kind of ridden the roller coaster, and I've overcome it, and I think that's what, you got to have that to play quarterback in the NFL, because it's the toughest position to play in all sports, and so I think so. I think, that's the maturity factor that really helps me, have an opportunity to play right away if I needed to.
When you look back to last year with Ponder and Kaepernick and even Dalton, you just kind of need one team who loves you, don't you?
Absolutely. And I know all those guys, and they're all great players. They made a late push. They had great combines and great pro day and great seasons, obviously. But yeah, I mean, it just takes one team, and everybody has their speculations on where you go, and it's so hard to say because I've been there before. I was drafted by the Yankees, and they were the only team that didn't come into the house. I told that story the other night, and everybody was shocked. That's just the way it was. And so it just takes one team. You never know who that team is going to be. And, and I think I'll be a good fit for whoever decides to take me.